This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Pope Francis received in audience in the Vatican Friday the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres. Guterres is currently serving his second five-year mandate at the helm of the UN's Agency for Refugees. As High Commissioner, he heads one of the world's largest humanitarian organizations, with more than 7,000 staff working in 126 countries, providing protection and assistance to millions of refugees, returnees, internally displaced people, and stateless persons. More than 85% of UNHCR staff work in the field, often in difficult and dangerous situations. Well, I spoke with the former Portuguese Prime Minister following his meeting with Pope Francis. I asked him if the Pope's concerns about what he sees as the globalization of indifference came up in their conversations. The Pope first used that term last July during a visit to the Italian island of Lampedusa, where hundreds of migrants and refugees have perished while trying to reach European shores in search of a better life.
Yes, indeed. I believe that, first of all, since ever, the Catholic Church has been absolutely impeccable in putting in the agenda the need to respect the rights of refugees, the rights of migrants, the need for societies to be tolerant, for societies to respect diversity. And this has been a constant line of advocacy of the Church. But I think Pope Francis gave a new dimension to this, because not only he has been expressing in a very clear way these positions. I remember his declaration in the World Day of Migrants and Refugees, and also how this issue is dealt with in the Evangelii Gaudium of the Holy Father. But his personal presence in Lampedusa in a tragic moment when so many people dying in the boats, in the sinking boats in the Mediterranean, his visit to one of the refugee centers in Rome, the Centro Astalli of the Jesuit refugee service. So there is a personal testimony. It's not only that there is a doctrine, there is a personal engagement, a personal testimony. And in a world of indifference, but also in a world of disrespect for refugees and migrants, in a world where diversity is not appreciated many times, in a world where you see xenophobia and racism developing in many societies, people are afraid. And when people are afraid, it's easy for populists and demagogues to convince people that foreigners are to be blamed because there is unemployment or because there is insecurity in our societies, even if obviously it's not because of the refugees that this happens. The voice of the Pope and the testimony of the Pope have an enormous importance to help help those that struggle for refugee protection to be maintained in our societies, to be able to defeat the voices of populism, the voices of intolerance, the voices of xenophobia that unfortunately, especially in our European continent, have been more and more fierce in the recent past.
Pope Francis, of course, since his election, has been receiving many world leaders. He's also been meeting a lot of leaders of world organizations that have something to do with migrants and refugees. Here you are with UNHCR. We saw also the International Organization for Migration and also the International Labor Organization. Why? I mean, you've been mentioning a little bit why people are interested in this Pope, but what are you hoping to see from the Catholic Church?
Well, first of all, as I said, this is something that has been constant. I had the opportunity to be here with Pope Benedict, exactly discussing the same issues. And again, there were very firm positions in favor of refugee protection. And in the past, it has always been like that. But obviously, as citizens of the world, we see Pope Francis as a new symbol of hope for many things. I believe that obviously, for the Catholic Church, it represents an enormous breath of fresh air that is making a lot of people feeling strongly committed also. But for the world in general, it has an enormous influence in a moment when we see that conflicts are multiplying, the international community has lost much of its capacity to prevent conflicts and to solve conflicts. We see the world unable to address some of the key challenges of our time. Look at climate change, for instance. We see a global lack of leadership. So to see this kind of committed, engaged, and at the same time humane, deeply humane leadership in the Catholic Church is, I think, a fantastic example for the world. And so it's natural that everybody that feels this enormous strength, energy that comes from the Pope, everybody would, of course, I'm sure, like to be with him and to be able to aspire this energy and this commitment, because we all need that in the difficult moments we are facing.
And some of the difficult moments, of course, are the Syrian refugees in Lebanon, Jordan, in Turkey. I was in Lebanon in April and visited with Caritas Lebanon, the camps in the Bekaa Valley, up in Tripoli, the other areas, Saida down south. UNHCR is doing a magnificent job, but it's a huge challenge, isn't it? I mean, the Syrian refugees now represent a quarter of Lebanon's population.
Yes. I think we are, together with all our partners, and Caritas in Lebanon, for instance, is extremely, extremely relevant in the work. We are more than 100 organizations together with the local governments struggling to cope with this challenge. And let's be honest, we are not doing enough. I mean, the Syrian refugees are still suffering enormously, even being refugees. Only, just to give an example, only 1/3 of the Syrian children in asylum have access to school. So, I mean, there's a lot much that would need to be done for the needs of the people to be fully met, or for their dignity to be fully respected. And the Syrian people deserves it. The Syrian people has always been very generous. I was in Syria many times because of the Iraqi refugees. Syrians have had half a million Palestinians, and the Palestinians enjoyed in Syria the highest level of rights of any of the countries of the region. Syrians received more than 1 million Iraqis. There were no camps in Iraq. The Iraqis were received by the community. And it's these generous people, where you had Christians and Sunnis and Shias and Druze and all living together and all in a very, very tolerant society. And all of a sudden to see Syria with this horrible war, with this dramatic sectarian divide that is undermining the fabrics of the Syrian society, and with this enormous suffering of the people inside Syria and outside Syria, it really breaks our heart. And then Syrians are, of course, mostly in the countries around, but we are seeing more and more Syrians moving into Europe. And there, it's very important to appeal to all European countries to keep their borders open, to receive properly the Syrians, to grant them protection. And unfortunately, the situation is not the same everywhere. Two countries have been doing the biggest effort, Germany and Sweden. But I just came from Bulgaria, where there are enormous problems in reception and in living conditions, even in detention. And so even in Europe, there is still a lot to do for the Syrians to be properly received. And then, unfortunately, as access to territories is becoming more difficult, we see that Syrians are forced to go through smuggling networks, and we see them perishing in unseaworthy boats that they had to pay for it, and then they suffer dramatic violations of their human rights, and they risk their lives just to get to a safe place. This is not acceptable. I think there's something fundamentally wrong in today's world. That's why the voice of the Church is so important.
I could keep you here for hours, but we don't have that much time. What are some of the greatest challenges that you're facing? Now, of course, winter is upon us in the Middle East, and it gets cold in Lebanon and Jordan. It rains. We saw what happened last year in the camps. What is UNHCR doing to try to give these people a little bit more protection from the elements?
We have a robust winterization program together with our partners. I've just been in Lebanon, and I saw that even those that were in tents had the stoves inside the tents to heat them. We have been doing massive distributions of clothing and other blankets and other materials, trying to, in those that live in these semi-finished houses, trying to stop the infiltration of cold air and things of the sort. But again, I mean, what we are doing is not enough. I mean, and there is people suffering. And for someone that lived in a city or that lived in a farm, that had a normal life, to be now all of a sudden in a refugee camp or in a semi-built house with 15 or 16 other families in the same house, or sharing sometimes a room among several families, this is terrible. This is an enormous suffering. And massive solidarity needs to be expressed to the Syrian people and massive solidarity to the host countries, countries like Lebanon and Jordan that are indeed paying a huge price to receive all these Syrians when they have enormous economic problems. And in the case of Lebanon, a very dramatic also political situation and security situation.
You said you wanted to see more from the EU, but what would you like to see from other countries? Are you not satisfied with what the international community has done up to this point?
Well, more support to the host countries and to the humanitarian agencies in and around Syria, but also a more open policy. There are Syrians that have families in Europe. Family reunification could be a very important contribution. We have about 10,000 vacancies in resettlement or humanitarian admission for Europe from the countries around. We would like to see it multiplied. And to make sure that everybody, every Syrian that comes to Europe is properly cared for. And as I said, in several countries, we are still far from that. I think Europe has a responsibility. And more than that, the Syrian crisis is not only a humanitarian crisis. It became a very disturbing factor for the region. And it's a global security threat. One reason more for Europeans to be engaged in supporting the victims of that horrible conflict.